KBOO Community Radio is hiring for a membership director, a morning news and public affairs director, and an evening news and public affairs director. The deadline to apply for these three full-time positions has been extended to July 18th by 11:59 p.m. KBOO Community Radio is an equal opportunity and affirmative action employer. For more information on these positions and how to apply, just go to kboo.fm/employment today.
KBOO Community Radio and the Jazz Society of Oregon are proud to present the 39th Annual Cathedral Park Jazz Festival, July 19, 20, and 21 at Cathedral Park in North Portland. KBOO will begin the live broadcast Friday at 5 p.m., and Saturday's live feed will get underway at 2 p.m. That's the 39th Annual Cathedral Park Jazz Festival, broadcasting Friday and Saturday, July 19th and 20th, here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
This is KBOO Portland, listener-powered, non-corporate community radio.
Shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. If Yella makes it a cappella, I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex. Cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel.
Spread yourself. Do it good. Spread yourself.
Ice Cube, it's not for the pop chart. So where should a brother like you start expressing yourself, my boy, and show you how your track?
What up?
Drop English right about now.
Getting back to the PG, that's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records I spin again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end. Watch a brother blend dope rhymes with no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Though some musicians, cuz at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to
spread yourself.
Yes, welcome. It's another lovely hot Tuesday. No, I'm just kidding. It ain't hot, but you know, it's a lovely Tuesday because we gonna make it that way. This is your Calculated Conversation Radio Show host, David and Ken.
Yes, yes, yes.
Back again.
Another one.
We about 16 weeks. Wait, no. We like 70 weeks strong.
Man.
Something like that. But
Dave.
Yeah, we glad to be back. You know, again, one of our favorite things to do. you know, get on this microphone, have these conversations, connect, go deeper, figure out if there's any information that we're missing so we can kind of make up for that, you know, with awareness and love and support, you know, and all the things that we can utilize to bring each other closer.
Yes, I'm on this mid-October night.
why'd I just think for a second, like, is it October already? It's gone by fast this year. Dang.
Yeah, that drive there was there. Look, it was funny, right? Let me give a quick little funny story where so Karma back in town today, and she got her hands on some fresh white forces, right? Mm-hmm. Grandpa took her and got her some kicks yesterday, so she wasn't trying to wait for nothing. Gets home, she's about to go walk to the friend house. She put on the white forces, fresh out the box. Mm-hmm. Karma, that's not gonna work. I was like, it's gonna rain in a minute. You walk into a friend's house, you're gonna have to walk back, and your shoe's gonna have the little crease, and the sole's gonna be like goofy. Like, don't even do that to yourself. And sure enough, she goes switch out shoes. She come back to the house a couple hours later after hanging with her little girlfriend, and first thing she hit me with was, you know, sometimes parents are right. Some of the things they say do make sense. And I had to revel in my moment, because it ain't too often that I give my kudos for actually being right about something. Is it all good?
So she was toe up, basically, from the soul up.
No, she didn't. She put them back. That's what she was trying to get out there and bust them out the box and run the fresh whites and was going to get all this rain.
I mean, what did she put on?
She wouldn't put her Vans on.
Oh, okay.
She know I can't stand the Vans, but yeah, she got them in there.
I can't either.
Not those. No, she got, this is the thing. So I put this on. Karma got, you know, a good 15 pair of shoes. Anybody that know me know I enjoy shoes and stuff. So my daughter got the assortment, but she wears, I bought her the same Vans, this would be the third pair, and she'll wear them down to like the toe. This is, and it's the slide on joint, so it ain't even the lace ups. She'll jump in and wear them joints until there's no more wear available in them. And this is with any outfit though. And sometimes I'm like, you know, we about to get ready to go out and be in the world. Why don't you put something else on? And she's usually against it. A majority of the time. Mm-hmm. And I'd be feeling bad because it's like she bring up shoes and stuff, get her these joints, and then they just sit.
Right.
They just sit. Like, her closet is it makes me mad a little bit.
Right.
But she let them Vans. I mean, maybe it's something comforting. I tell her all the time, you can get a little older, look back at the pictures and be like, what was going on?
Right.
And what was going on?
Right. Let her know to rock them, don't stock them.
Hey. and it'd be cool if she Yeah, that's what, I'm just tired of spending that money.
Right.
We got something special happening right now.
We got something special happening. We got a wonderful guest in the building.
Heavy as the head, though. Where's the crown?
Y'all got tired of us talking for the last month. So we threw a little bit of flavor and a little seasoning salt on the show. We got Aria, right? Am I right?
Correct.
Correct. Right. Aria Mormon. She's in the building. She is Miss Black Oregon U.S. Ambassador 2019.
Yes, clap it up.
And we're going to find more about that. Also, a big health advocate, advocate of speaking up, using your voice, mm-hmm. and also is putting together a wonderful event that she's going to discuss with you and us. I can tell you one thing real quick. I definitely remember the first time I met her at the Nipsey show tribute in Portland. I want to say that was a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And you know, she had this cool energy, you know, like this stern, like, this is me, this is what I represent. Yeah, like, yeah. You know, she just kind of really wasn't budging, but I didn't really know what she was doing or what her, you know, motive or direction was at the time.
Right.
And we had shared a quick conversation, like, hey, I'm so-and-so, you're so-and-so, nice to meet you, we here, we networking, okay. That's dope, you know, cool. And then, you know, maybe like 30 minutes go past or something, and you know, because I got a pop-up shop, a booth set up, I'm working, selling products, you know, and then I just hear something later, and I hear like this this speech on stage, and I'm like, whose auntie is up there telling people? Who auntie is up there telling people what to do? And I didn't know that was her, so I had to look. I was like, oh, okay, I was just talking to her, you know what I mean? And you know, and I just remember hearing like a lot of conviction in her voice, like a lot of passion, you know, and a lot of determination for what she was standing for and and the message she was trying to get across, you know. And it was pretty clear what she was there for, and she was gonna make sure that we all knew it.
Righteous.
You know, and I was thinking that'd be a good conversation to have. I'd like to go a little bit deeper on that, because I remember her talking specifically about, you know, healthy eating and just things that I feel like we may kind of miss out on from time to time and don't take it serious. And I found that she takes it very serious. And you know, was making sure that we understand just how serious it is. And so that was cool, you know, and I thought that was dope. And I think that's the kind of energy, you know, that we got to have on the show, you know, to make sure that, you know, we keep it universal. And so that, you know, everybody get to express their passions, their viewpoint, and bring their fire to the show. So we know what they stand for. And we know that we going to get something beneficial when the show is over.
You know,
and that's the importance of calculated conversation. So with that long introduction, all right, what's happening? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, David. How are you doing?
I'm in amazing shape. Things are working to my advantage.
That's awesome.
Hey. So for the people who don't know, I know you gave the brief. So give us the in-depth introduction of yourself.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so my name is Aria Mormon, and I'm Miss Black Oregon, U.S. Ambassador 2019. Hey. And this is a part of the Ambassadors of Change Incorporated, which is an organization that is operating as a nonprofit but also having a global focus. And with that, we believe in empowering, enlightening, uplifting our communities and being the voice for the communities of the different issues that are plaguing communities. So with that, me personally, I am representing the state of Oregon. And with this whole situation, it kind of fell into my lap, because literally about 2 years ago, my mother and my grandmother were both diagnosed with cancer in the same year.
Okay.
And so as a professional still making my way through life, I was really distraught. I didn't know what to do. And I'm also a senior healthcare consultant.
Okay.
So I have my own healthcare consulting agency, Rooted.
Okay.
And so with that, I immediately put on a different hat. And at the time, I was working in cardiothoracic surgery at Stanford University in California.
Cardiothoracic, can you explain that real quick?
Absolutely. So it deals with the heart.
Okay.
And just to make it completely
simple.
Simple. Yes. And so I specifically was working with a surgeon doing heart valve replacements. And so we were basically looking at the drugs that are being given to certain communities and how that is affecting their hearts in the long run. So the Coumadin, the warfarin, all those different drugs, what do they do long term? And the beauty behind the opportunity I had working at Stanford was they taught you to not just go with the system quo or the status quo.
Right.
It taught you to question everything. And if you question it, then research it and figure out a way to go against it. So they're very well known for changing things in the FDA and things of that nature.
Shaking things up a little bit.
Right, which is why they're the number one healthcare institution in the world.
Okay.
And so people will call in to Stanford physicians and representatives to ask for their own guidance in their healthcare operations. So I just took an opportunity to just observe what they were doing. And I started thinking more and more, what could I do to really impact my community? And so even back then, I was already starting to put together a thesis. I was working on my master's at the time in healthcare administration, quality improvement, change management. And I was focusing on trauma and communities that are impacted by trauma. So when everything hit the fan, I left my position at Stanford and came back to Oregon and started taking care of my mother and my grandmother in that year. And it was a journey. And most people think that just the survivor goes through a bit of a tussle, but it's actually the co-survivors that go through a tussle as well. It's a trying journey. My goal as Miss Black Oregon, U.S. Ambassador 2019, is to be able to voice my opinions regarding what it means to have a rooted healthcare lifestyle. And so Rooted was something that I launched on the day of my grandmother's birthday. She succumbed to the disease in 2018. And then after that, it just took off. There were many things that came to my front door. Okay. And that's why I'm here today, is to be able to spread the message of what is my platform, which is Rooted, and why I'm here.
Righteous.
Yeah.
Right quick, you know, I did a little poking around and, you know, looking into some things, and I was seeing that, you know, the schools in which you went to, which I was laughing at, you did OSU and U of O. Mm-hmm. What do they call that?
A platypus.
Hey, I never heard that until right
really?
Now.
Really?
Yeah, nah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I ain't got no background here.
A beaver and a duck together.
Yeah, that's hard. I ain't never heard that. But and then you went to Cal State, East Bay.
Yes, yes.
And then Stanford. Like, that's a hell of a journey.
It was.
That's a hell of a journey.
I'm not done.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Well, I'm a fellow duck. I didn't know you went to U of O, so
look at that.
Quack quack to you.
Yeah, yeah, with a little bit of a beaver in it, I tell you. OSU was a great experience. Yeah. At the time, they were doing a land grant opportunity. Mm-hmm. They were recruiting a lot of students of color and giving us scholarships to go there. Mm-hmm. And that's how OSU was created, was based off of a land grant. So whereas U of O is a little bit more privatized,
right.
And so that's why I went there first.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Got it.
So you said this opportunity fell in your lap. So you're just strolling down the street and somebody said, hey, you want to be U.S. Ambassador 2019? No, but how do you get that's an impressive title.
Right. I literally was doing a lot of work on the social healthcare reform side of things. So I had this theory based off of my own experiences being in the Bay Area that when you're a black professional in a state that is primarily white, mm-hmm. it changes your experiences when you have connection to your community. Mm-hmm. And it changes your level of mental health. It changes your level of healthcare in itself. So I had this theory and I said, let me go ahead and test it. So when I first moved back, people were telling me that natives and transplants, they don't really funk with each other like that. Mm-hmm. They were like, they don't really interact with each other. They might show up to an Urban League event here and there, but right. they don't really talk to each other. They look at the people from Portland as being quote unquote weird. Mm-hmm. And then we look at them like, okay, you're coming into our city, our town, and you're talking all this mess about our city, town,
right.
not having culture, but we do. So mm-hmm. come into our circle and find out what we are about. So with that, I decided to create a organization, Rooted. And Rooted is a social extension to my organization. Mm-hmm. And we started out with 25 members last year. And now we have over 600 members. Mm. And it is from people everywhere. They're a part of different organizations such as Nike, Adidas, Columbia Sportswear, Armour, OHSU, Kaiser, Providence. They make up all their business entrepreneurs. We have the artists in there. We have the theater people in there. So yeah. it's a mix yes, of yeah. all black professionals. And I keep it on the low because of the fact that we are... We are very, very exclusive.
Right.
It's not for everybody.
Okay, right. okay.
So I've had people say, hey, well, you know, I want my friend to join, and is that okay? No, it's not okay.
Right.
Because we always are so loving and giving of ourselves to everyone.
Yeah.
We forget to have that moment to just be together alone, just us.
Right.
And whenever we get ready to do that, we start feeling bad. Like, oh, we should just include everybody. No. Because sometimes we need to be by ourselves.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. Right. So that was the first step in launching Rooted. And then I just started creating pillars within the organization.
Yeah, so
and it took off from there.
And so those pillars, because I want to feel like I actually checked into it. Can I hit on those?
Okay, right okay. Ahead? Let's talk about
it. So I seen we got the healthcare, social equality, financial equality, and education.
Yes, sir.
Being the four pillars.
Yes, sir.
Expand on why... How you came to that, how you settled on those.
Right.
Well, those top four were really important to me because I know that when we're interacting with one another, sometimes we're afraid to ask for what we need. Mm. We're afraid that one person might judge us if we say, hey, I'm looking for somebody who's specifically a black doctor in mental health. Mm. I'm looking for a black dentist. I'm looking for a black entrepreneur who builds buildings for a living.
Right.
Like, we're afraid to ask for what we need. Mm-hmm. So creating that social gap and decreasing that social gap was mm-hmm. the first thing that I discovered. by creating that group. Now people are more open to saying what they need versus complaining about what they don't have.
Right. And then complaining about what they got.
Right. Right. And so that was the social side of it. And then on the financial literacy side, that journey with losing my grandmother really impacted me. We had a house that we owned in Northeast Portland for about 45 plus years. Mm-hmm. And when it came time for her to pass away, there were so many hidden secrets about what was going on. And everybody's family does this, though. They don't really tell you what's going on with grandma's house, what's going on with right. auntie's house. You find out when everything hits the fan what's going on.
Right.
And so there's so much going on. And my homie who runs Gentrification Is Weird has it right on the head with that, is that it's weird. Mm. People started coming up to her house before she even started to pass away, trying to write a check,
right,
bullying us into like selling the house. And, you know, we grew up off Northeast Stafford and Williams for I don't know how long.
Stafford?
Yes.
I grew up on Stafford.
Stop it. We used to probably have water fights.
Probably.
Yeah, you probably did.
Yeah, you probably messed my curl up. That's why I had to cut it.
Yeah.
had it dripping.
No, because I'm right there between the Twins and Vancouver. You know where the Twins stay?
I'm on my MLK in Stafford. Yeah. Mallory.
Okay, yeah, see?
So that's dope.
Yeah, man.
Neighbor. What up, neighbor?
2 to 3 degrees.
Y'all hear that, listener?
Yeah, that's sorry. San Diego.
Oh, Diego. Okay. Well, I was born in East Oakland, but you know, ain't nothing like the Bay. So I don't know, Bay.
I was born in Los Angeles.
So that SoCal lifestyle.
Yeah, you know, it's not for everybody.
It isn't. Okay. So.
But
yeah,
you're doing a lot of amazing things. So I'm curious. Typically, somebody that creates a movement designed to empower and educate. You probably have the opinion that there's certain piece of information that we're missing as a community, which is keeping us on a certain level, not reaching our potential.
Absolutely.
What's the main piece of information our community is missing that you've been sharing that's related to your movement and what you do? Because you was really passionate up there on stage, and I was like,
yeah, you know, because like, that's the thing is that like I started with the social, and then I went into the financial after the situation with the house. I realized that we do not understand things such as life insurance, such as long-term investments, compound interest, the rule of 72. We don't know any of those things. And so I make it my duty to teach that. I have a course that I give every 3 months at PCC, the last Saturday of the month. It's called Money Talks. And it is an opportunity to talk about investing, to talk about what does that mean to set aside money for long-term savings. Mm-hmm. And I love doing that. People come in and the first thing we ask them is, what percentage do you think of the world is insured? And people say, 70%, 80%. And I'm like, no, it's 20%.
It's
20%. And they say these stats that by like 20, I want to say 50, that the African-American income will, they're claiming it will be zero. So we have to go and combat that immediately.
Right.
And that's one piece of what I'm sharing. And then on the healthcare side, I have so many different levels to it. I was granted an opportunity to speak with a few different healthcare individuals when I sat on the California Association of Healthcare Leaders. And what they started to build in California was umbrella healthcare systems.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, well, why can't we have something like that just for certain cultures? Mm-hmm. Why can't we give them that empowerment back that they've been missing for so long? And so with that, I started an Eat to Live program. And that was something I tested on my own mother.
Nice.
We spent the first month doing everything holistic. So CBD oils, CBD mm-hmm. products, all based on CBD.
Right.
And alkaline-based diet.
Mm-hmm.
And we were basically attempting to see what would happen with her cells in her body.
Mm.
Because they say that when you ingest a certain amount of THC versus CBD, it binds to the different receptors in the body, and it causes the good cells to replicate faster than the cancerous or the bad cells.
Oh, nice.
So when you saw me, I was getting on the people at the bar and whatnot.
Right. Yeah, you was getting on them. Oh, man.
Because they was too busy down in the crown instead of listening to what I was trying to tell them, which is, look, everything in moderation, but it's important to understand what that means.
Right.
Just changing from eating fries every day with a burger or chicken strips to eating celery sticks and carrots with snap peas saved my mother's life. And we pretty much ingested all of those good foods together. So I went through that journey with her. And big shout outs to the different local growers out here who were able to get her some RS oil, Rick Simpson's oil. And I mean, that really changed her whole dynamic. Wow. We did that for the first month. And then the second month, we went to see if the tumor had decreased, and it did. It decreased in 50% of the size. And when the tumor decreased 50% of the size, I had to pull up Dr. Savy's teachings just to make sure that I was taking the right steps. And he pretty much said that when you eat things that are white, it's not right.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So cauliflower, potatoes, all the things that are white produce a mucus in the body. And so I went with that path, and we ingested all of the vegetables and fruits in the mornings, and then we did a lot of water intake in the afternoons, and specifically alkaline, a certain pH water. And so my mother was a walking testament as to what it means to be holistically sound within your healthcare, because it wasn't just physical, it was mental too. Yeah, the meditation and the manifesting of greatness and giving your prayers up and making sure that the blessings come down. And literally about 8-9 months later, she was declared cancer free from a terminal disease that they said was not curable.
Let's be quiet for a second.
I that was my legitimate reaction of just cartoon blinks of whoa.
Man, that's amazing. That's an amazing story. And whoa. Amazing research and work by yourself. You're doing a great thing. Whoa. Yeah, that
it made me think about, because I was researching for a little bit, Dr. Savy, and had picked up the alkaline. It's a book that came with kind of showing all the different foods, how they work, and so on. And I look at it all the time. Have I put it into action? No. But it's sitting there.
Mm-hmm. It's there.
Yeah, it's there.
Ready for action.
And going through. And my big thing is funny, because when you said about, you know, the mental side, there is that mental piece that kicks in where it's like, there are certain things I eat and I'd be like, what, how do people get full or feel, but having to get past that part, that initial, because the body is like,
because of what you're used to.
Let me get those fries.
Oh, yeah.
You know, getting past that part and then getting to where, you know, the celery and stuff is
right,
hitting that spot, at least, you know, and getting your body being okay with that. And I think that's the hardest part, of getting through that first couple weeks, you know, of that, to make that shift. But it's definitely something that's been there, that I have sitting there. And now after kind of hearing some of this, and then I did catch in one of your other interviews that you were doing something as far as the pharmacy, and then figuring out about Henrietta Lacks, or putting that into play. And what's wild is just having read the book, that kind of hit in a different way. You know, you hear it, but then actually reading the story behind it and just being like, wow.
Yeah, no, literally. I was going on this path to pharmacy. I thought that was the answer, because as a child, my grandmother had this book that was about 400 pages long, and it had all of the pills that had been invented up until that point. And I would just be sitting on the couch reading about them, because she had like probably half of them.
Right.
And they did that out of way of research, and that they continue to do it out by way of research.
Right.
And that is my only concern, is that if it's not something impactful for a terminal disease, day by day diagnoses, in my personal opinion, as not being a clinical professional, but understanding how it has been affecting centuries and centuries of people, they don't need all of those drugs. And I went into a theory mindset, and I went through pharmacy programming, and then I learned about being a pharmacy technician. And then after that, I went to work for Genentech La Roche. And with that, I got to learn how they were disseminating these drugs to the communities. And it's very simple. They take the drug, they do a lot of clinical trials with different patients on it. That's how they get all the adverse reactions. It might make you dizzy.
Yeah,
it might make
24.
Yeah. You heal one thing and you make a whole bunch of other mess of things.
Right.
And so they send out these pharmacy reps to the doctors, and then they sit in front of them with nice food and give their palates all this amazing feelings. And then they say, so can you put a few patients on this so we can see how it works? And then the doctor puts the patients on it, and then the patients either complain or say they feel great. And then the pharmacy reports back, the industry, they report back to FDA of what's going on, and either decide that it's something that's going to cure or symptomatically treat.
Yes.
And so I wasn't okay with that. And I wasn't okay with the fact that they were asking employees for genetic material to continue their research. And knowing that a lot of these drugs that were developed, such as insulin and things of that nature, were created with the black woman's cells, and mm-hmm. her family has not received the proper compensation for that, I was not okay with that, so I quit.
Yes.
I walked away. And most people were like, what? You walked away from a worldwide company? And I know they're about to probably launch one of their companies out here in Portland. Mm. And immediately they asked me, between them and Merck, are you interested? No, I'm not. Mm. I'm not interested in killing my people slowly. Mm. I'm not interested in putting them in a path when they can go a different path.
Right.
My aunt is a great example. Her physician tried to put her on synthetic iron. And I said, wait, what? Yeah, he wants to inject me with synthetic iron every 2 weeks. For what? My iron is low. Okay, so are you eating greens?
Right.
Are you ingesting cod liver oil and all these other omega-3s? What are you doing to increase your iron in your body? Nothing right now. I'm just going to take the injections. No, you're not.
Right.
And that's the thing that I want our community to understand, is that just because a physician tells you you should do this, you have a patient advocate right to say no. Mm. We feel pressured sometimes when we're sitting in the doctor's office and the doctor says, you need this. No, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Not really, because before this there was something else, and right. there was always a home remedy.
Right.
When I had asthma as a child, my grandma wrapped me in a boiling hot towel and it opened up my lungs and I could breathe. I didn't take any sort of inhaler. There's old school remedies for right, everything.
Right.
You know? And so that's where I'm coming from within my rooted healthcare platform, is that there is a holistic healthcare path that you can take. Right. And it doesn't have to be always Western medicine. Because as we know, we are people of African descent. So Western medicine isn't even for us particularly to say so, you know, it's not. And I don't mind dying on the half of telling people that it's not.
Hey, love it.
That right there. And not even just, you're coming with the actual knowledge, right? You didn't read two books and say, hey, I got this figured out. Watch a couple YouTube documentaries and start running with it, right? This is something that you clearly has been your life path in different ways, and which has been adding to your pot and your wealth of knowledge. So I feel like you've also got you've got the right background to be even having these conversations.
Absolutely.
And the way in which you're bringing it, you know, to the table, this is serious.
No, no, it right, is. You know? Yeah. Gotta listen to each yeah. other, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing, man. You know, I like what you said about, you know, being willing to die for it, you know, because one of my favorite, I don't know if y'all like him or not, but, you know, I learned a lot from just kind of watching some of the Will Smith videos, and it's inspirational. And he was like, he said, life is simple, man. You decide what you believe in it, and you be willing to die for it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's all life is about.
Right.
And, you know, and I feel your passion. And,
right.
And we appreciate it. Yeah. And that's why we definitely had to have you here. So, quick question. Are you... you find yourself to be spiritual at all?
I am a spiritual being. And with that, I am very much so connected to the universe.
Hey.
I have really good vibrations that I tend to keep at a certain level
right.
In order to operate every day and interact with certain levels that aren't necessarily on my level. And it helps me to make really good decisions. Everybody asks me, well, why don't you work here, work there, do this, do that? Well, currently I work with autistic adults because I believe that nonverbal communication is something that people are lacking.
Right.
They don't understand that it does exist. You don't have to speak to be heard all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell them.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm excited and that people are starting to hear what I'm saying. And it's actually interesting because when I say it fell in my lap, I was doing so much work on social media trying to push my messages. Executive director of the organization reached out to me and said, hey, have you ever thought about being in the pageant systems? And I say, oh, no. So then I went through the process of becoming an Oregon representative, and I had to go through the whole interviewing and competition phase of that. And then they crowned me in Black History Month this past year. And then after that, they asked me what my platform would be. And, you know, I've already been working on this.
Right.
And so I immediately said it's going to be rooted because I most people might pick just one thing. Like child bullying or like, you know, some medical disease.
Right.
But I see that we are being attacked from many different points. Mm. We're being attacked on our healthcare side. We're being attacked on our finance side.
Mm-hmm.
And we're being attacked on our social equality side.
Mm.
And then when you put all three of those together, including education, we're being plagued, right, pretty much,
right,
with these issues. And the only way to undo the plaguing of these issues is to educate each other about what's happening.
That's true.
Information.
So I'm having an event coming up.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to talk about that real quick. Before we go on, let me hand a number out, because we might have a few callers out there that may be interested in having some dialogue. So please feel free to call in if you got a question for us, Aria, or you know, any one of us. We ready to chop it up with you. So 503-231-8187. That's 503-231-8187. I'm sure she'd appreciate a phone call, or, you know, just a question, or just even your experience with, you know, with everything she's talking about, you know. So, but you got an event coming up. It's called Aphrodite.
Yeah, so it's called Aphrodite.
Aphrodite.
Yeah, it's a spin on words. So it's spelled A-F-R-O and then a dash, D-I-T-E, so after the goddess.
When is this and where is this?
So Aphrodite is up the street from here. So it's off of Sandy Boulevard at Century Bar and Lounge.
Century. Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah. I think I was in there one night.
They break barriers with the events that they have, so yeah. I'm really excited to partner with them. Mm. They're always willing to take a chance. I know they're having another event coming up where they're taking donated shoes as an entry to the door.
I was going to give a shout out. This is the perfect time. So the Sidewalk PDX is doing their event this Sunday. Mm-hmm. We're actually going to be a part of that. That's Sid Walker. He's putting that on.
Yeah.
And you can bring the donated joints. There's going to be some raffles for some exclusives, right, and so on. So anybody out there.
You can bring used shoes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wearable shoes.
I got a room full. Yeah. Just loaded up, ready to go.
That's how I met when I
You going to be there?
I came and handed them off.
I'll be flying in from Vegas. Very cool concept.
Cool.
Very cool concept.
Okay. So at the Century Club.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love them. They break barriers with their events. And I went to them and just portrayed to them what I was attempting to accomplish. I'm also working with Susan G. Komen, Oregon in Southwest Washington. And they have a bold goal right now to decrease breast cancer deaths by 50% in 2056. So I'm just really excited about that, because that means that there's work to be done if we're trying to decrease the deaths by 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to them after I went to one of their fundraisers and heard someone who had metastatic breast cancer speak, and I was encouraged in that moment to approach them and say, hey, what are you doing for the African-American community? And so then a lovely woman by the name of Cindy Fletcher reached out to me and said we could meet, and I presented to her what I'm doing with Rooted and being an ambassador. And I already had this event curated. I sat in the hospital in the bed next to my grandmother in the hospital and wrote it all out a year ago, and I presented it to her. And I told her I wanted to empower African-American communities to understand how cancer can either be a positive diagnosis or a negative diagnosis, depending how you take it, and what to do when you get in that situation. So Aphrodite is going to be a breast cancer awareness mixer. The first hour is going to be the Pink Teeny Hour, where we're going to be having discounted drinks and things of that nature, and just really interacting with one another and finding out, you know, hey, what do you do? I do this. And we're going to have physicians there, three physician panelists, Dr. Gordon Mills, Dr. Natalie Johnson, who she fought breast cancer herself, and she's a breast cancer surgeon. And she's
and a survivor.
And she, yeah, and she's a Caribbean survivor. She's a black woman. Yeah, and she's a survivor.
Nice.
And then also Dr. Cynthia Axe, who's near and dear to my heart, who operated on my mother and removed all the cancer cells. Right. My mom's body. So these are going to be very powerful people there speaking on just their background and helping people to feel comfortable asking questions. We'll have a Q&A, and then we'll have raffle prizes from local businesses. And so I'm excited, and it's 6:30 to 8:30. It's tomorrow, July 10th. And it's just going to be a really good time, and it's all ages up until 8 o'clock. So most people can come, bring their kids with them if they want to, and there's an outside area the kids can play around while they're inside getting the information they need. And so, yeah,
that is powerful. So that's this weekend, right?
Tomorrow.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I got that noted.
Okay,
yeah,
that's tomorrow.
So I'm excited. And
okay, so we got to.
When I was creating the flyer, I told my graphic artist, I said I wanted to be very Afrocentric, and I also wanted to send a message that we're in it together. And my cousin, the jeweler, is going to be giving us some tunes. He is a local music artist and producer.
That's my
and
partner.
He is me go back like A1 day one, jumping across beds trying to be Superman, Superwoman. So I'm excited about that. And my mother, which makes this a holistic experience, is going to be moderating the panel.
Nice.
So,
man, that is so needed. You know what I mean? Like, so powerful, so important, so informative. I got lost my mom maybe about 13 years ago to cancer, you know, and I just remember we didn't know what was going on, and we just kind of had to depend on what they call them, the white coats, you know, to, you know, tell us what we need and just still pain. And, you know, there was nothing ever discussed about diet.
Right.
You know,
which is the key. And that was the thing. It also, the other thing is the genetics.
Right.
That was the first thing I did, was get tested. They have BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes. And they encourage you to BRCA1 and BRCA2. They encourage you to get tested for those things, because if that is a common gene within your familial setup, you have a higher chance of getting that disease that your parent passed away from. So that was the first thing I did, was see a geneticist, my mother and I, and they ruled out that she didn't have that. But also, just to make sure that I stress this more than anything, is that I see this circular pattern. So that's why this was all something that came about, was because when someone is stressed out about not having enough money to pay their bills, as a result, they're eating poorly. And then when they're eating poorly, then their body is starting to take on that stress. And their body starts to take on that stress, it starts to create tumors in the body. And then when the tumors are created, then they get to a point where they're still doing the same pattern. And so then it's affecting their whole entire operation of life. And then they get chronic diseases. And then that's how they get sick.
Terminal illnesses.
Jeez.
Powerful. Powerful.
So many jewels.
Right, so that's why I believe people need to be rooted in their healthcare. And that's where Rooted came from.
See how she's pulled that full circle?
Yes. So what would be, you know, for the listeners, what if somebody said, okay, I want to start, you know, being more conscious of my health or my diet? Where would they start at?
Well, I know for myself, I started at the farmer's market, locally grown plants. Mm-hmm. And then I also just started looking into, what does it take to grow my own? And what does it take to have my own tomatoes?
Wait, are you growing your own food now?
Yeah, I have. Everybody who knows me knows I have a lot of plants in my house.
Okay.
So I have a green thumb for planting, and I still want to learn more. I have friends who are doing a lot in the farming industry right now. And if you don't know about the farming industry, I think also Mudbone Grown, which is a black farming company out here, they're willing to take people in to educate them. And that's the first step, is just eliminating those non-organic products. And if you're going to eat meat, vegetable-fed meat, it's called veg-fed meat. You can eat that if you really want to have meat that badly, you know? I know I love a good veg-fed burger, you know?
Right.
And
yes.
It's good for the body when you do things in moderation. And I would start there. And for me, we all have our battles. I have my own personal battles. Everyone has their battles with something.
Right.
But just being able to start eliminating it.
See, it's funny, because I was just earlier today, I was listening to another podcast, Kev on stage, and he had Trap Kitchen on there, and he had Spank on there talking about, but Kev was talking about the burger, his veggie burger that tasted exactly like a burger. He was like, there's no way, I don't understand. But he said, when I'm telling you, I could never be vegan, but
right.
That burger, that's it.
Yeah.
And so figuring them little tricks out, I think.
Yeah, they got a burger called the Impossible Burger. You heard of it? I know you did, right?
Yeah.
What you think about it?
It's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, that's the one thing that I love about Oregon, is we have a lot of options when it comes to healthy eating. And also, when I was in the Bay Area, they had a lot of good healthy eats as well, especially soul food, vegan soul food places out there.
Yeah, don't try this in Louisiana, though, because my cousin came down here, man. He said, man, y'all ain't got nothing. Man, we ain't got nothing in Louisiana. Y'all got everything. This is a place to be if you vegan, man.
Yeah.
That's what he kept saying. He said, place to be.
It's true. I have a lot of friends that have like gluten diet needs and things of that nature, and they stay here in Oregon because of all the different options they have. Yeah. And I applaud them for that.
Crazy options, man.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. And also, just to say this, Century does have food for the event tomorrow, and some of their food is vegetarian based. So
nice.
Yeah.
So are you vegetarian or vegan right
now? I'm not. I'm pescatarian with a little bit of chicken here and there. Hey. Sometimes a burger slider, which is like half the size of a burger.
Right. Just one?
Can
you do two?
Sometimes I can do threes. I can do twos. They come in twos, I feel like.
Yeah, I think they come in twos. It depends on where you go. If you had a nice place, they come in twos. If you had like Bob's Burger or something, you might get four of them.
Right? I know. I mean, my grandmother was from the South, so I learned how to really cook. And that was the one thing that was always frustrating was, you know, hey, I've been eating like this all my life. I'm not going to change now.
Yeah.
But there has to come a time when you change it up. And that's just what it's about.
Right. Yeah, exactly. They're starting to call me Lil Love Handle now, so I'm trying to figure out how I can change that name.
Cut out them carbs.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That cardio. Add in that vegetables and fruits. But it matters when you ingest it as well. I don't know if you were looking at that Dr. Savy chart, but the certain times of the day when you ingest the food is what matters.
I was going to ask you about that. So Dr. Savy, you find things he say valid?
I do. And
I'm going to have to check him out a little bit deeper.
He went to the Supreme Court and he proved that he cured 74 people of cancer and terminal diseases. And the witnesses and patients that came forward that brought their medical reports and everything literally helped him to win that case.
Substantiated.
And then, of course, he came up dead. So we know how that goes.
Right after.
Right, wasn't from eating bad, I bet.
Exactly. So that's what I mean by you got to be willing to die for what you believe in, you know? Martin Luther King for peace and me for rooted.
So we're getting low on time. Why don't you let people know where they can find you?
Absolutely.
If they want to hear more, you know, or just follow you on social media or something.
Absolutely. So I am on Facebook, rooted.blackinc. And then I'm also on Instagram. It's long handle, but it's at ms.black.oregon.usambassador19 on Instagram.
Right, and we'll put this on the calculated conversation page in case you missed a few letters.
Absolutely, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, you will see me tomorrow.
At the event.
I'm definitely pulling up. You got any shout outs, people that inspired you, people that you look up to, just people that help you kind of get to this level that encourage you to start thinking deeper about these issues at all?
Yeah, so my major shout out is just to my family and how supportive they are. We're a close-knit family, and you know that's something that's near and dear to my heart is how close we are. So I appreciate them. Just, you know, it's my mom, my aunt, my brother, and my cousin. So then I have my extended family that is here that we grew to be in love with one another over time.
Right.
So I appreciate them for always supporting me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wouldn't be where I'm at today if it wasn't for my high school counselor. She inspired me to go to college and she inspired me to dream bigger than what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to De La Salle North Catholic. So, you know, they teach you about the industry of working a corporate blue collar job.
Of course.
And for me, now that I have my own businesses and I am going a different path, you know, I'm grateful for the skills that they instilled in me. Mm-hmm. But also on the flip side, I'm grateful that she told me to dream bigger. And you know, I think she's retired now, and so there's a lot of pieces missing in the community, and I think there should be more counselors like her encouraging kids to dream bigger. And so that's why those are my major shout outs. But the minor shout out is for all the people who said I wasn't going to be where I'm at right now.
Hey.
Because a lot of people will count you out.
Hi haters, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Thank you.
Yes. That's amazing. You got a few haters, but so I gotta quit eating tacos. Is that basically what you're saying? Is
no, listen, because I used to do this because I'm
sum it up.
I'm getting chills on the way home. So
when I was at UCSF, I was a health coach, and one of the things I learned with cultural appropriation of foods is that you cannot go to someone that is Latino and tell them to stop eating corn and tortillas and things that they are used to eating. Right. You can't tell, but they can switch it up, right? You don't have to fry it this time. Right. You don't need the chimichanga. Maybe you can take the soft taco. you know, different ways to adjust your eating, which is why I think that like once I'm done building this rooted platform, it can be replicated for every single culture, and depending on what their values are.
All right. That's the framework.
Love it. Love it. So what we have here, is a very powerful, I want to say young lady, but I'm not sure how old you are. But
I just turned 30.
Oh yeah. Young lady. really committed, found her love, found her passion, found a way to share it, you know, created platforms, created energy around her, created love, created, you know, valuable information to share, you know, and that's something that, you know, we all encourage, we all look forward to being a part of, and we should all aspire to, you know, in some aspect, you know, trying to better our communities and our society. And so, and that's what we all about. And that's the whole idea behind the radio show, is to, cause what, you know, we talk a lot, me and Cam, but we don't, you know, but we're not professionals in all these, you know, these areas, you know? So we like to bring on people who specifically can have these calculated conversations and break things down a lot more deeper than we can. And I wanted to learn too, because
right.
I heard you going off at the Nipsey thing. So I was like, hey, I got to bring her in. But
well, thank you.
So that is the end of the show. We thank you so much for your time and all information and your energy.
I'll see everyone tomorrow, 6:30. Century Aphrodite.
Yes, Century Club. Pull up.
With that being said, calculated everything.
Calculated conversation. We out. See you next Tuesday.
All right.
Love you.
Good night.
All you got to do now is express yourself.
I'm expressing with my full capabilities. And now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary. But my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky. When you got a subject and a predicate, add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex. Cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself, do it good. Spread yourself. For the pop chart. So when should a brother like you start expressing yourself, my boy, and show you how your track?
What up?
Drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG, that's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records I spin again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end. Watch your brother blend, dope rhymes with no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Though some musicians, cause at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. No, but you know it ain't all about wealth. As long as you make a note to
spread yourself, do it good. Spread yourself, do it. Spread yourself, do it good. Spread yourself, do it.
No, but you know it ain't all about wealth. As long as you make a note to
This is KBOO Portland.
Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the color she choose. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the color she choose. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the color she choose. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the color she choose.